spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Where we're going, we don't need roads, because I've got 11 questions for you on Back to the Future. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I am your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. Guys, are you getting stir crazy? Because I know I am. I am waking up every day and going, what the hell day is it? What am I going to do today? I say to my wife, I go, what are we doing today? She goes, what do you think we're doing? We're going to be in the house, just hanging out, coming up with projects for the kids, and watching stuff on TV, and walking from room to room, looking around, walking out of that room, going to the next room. She goes, we're doing that. That's the lockdown. That's the whole thing. So I hope you are finding ways to switch up your routine, because I need to get out of the house. It is weird in California because it's very cloudy and kind of colder, and it was nice for a couple days. I did some hikes, and that was cool. I felt like everything was normal to a degree. But when it gets kind of cold and dreary, it's really hard to get motivated to do stuff. I keep talking about this trivia book that I want to write, and I should have the thing done by now. I only have about, I think, 11 or 12 stories out of about 50 stories that I want to tell in this book written down. And I could easily, if I just focused on it, get the entire thing done, which I wanted to do over like the next 9 months. I could do it in 1 month. So I really need to jumpstart myself and write the rest of this book. If you're interested in what it's about, it's going to be kind of a trivia memoir where I talk about hosting trivia in very interesting scenarios. And then I tell a story. And then there's a little quiz based on stuff that happened in the story afterwards. So for example, one time I met Harrison Ford at a trivia party. I tell that story. And then I have a quiz on Harrison Ford related stuff. And then some Harrison Ford inspired trivia team names and different things like that. So it's kind of like a travel book. It'd be a book you'd buy at like an airport and be like, oh, this will be cool for the plane ride. I could do some trivia. I could read some stories from this guy. And hopefully it's a ton of fun. And I tell some Sharknado stories in there, some different celebrity encounters. I'm trying to break up the book into different sections. So it's like celebrity encounters, family type stories, like growing up, family-based trivia stuff, different traveling to different cities. So like Tennessee, Chattanooga related trivia. So I tell a story about doing a show there and then go into some trivia about it, et cetera, et cetera. But I think it'll be cool. It'll be about 10 sections of probably 5 stories on each section each. And there should be at least 500 trivia questions in there for you guys to play along with too. And hopefully this is pretty cool little calling card for me to give to people as an ebook or to, you know, sign copies of a physical book and get out there and do a little bit of book touring. So that'll be something for 2021, hopefully. Hopefully the world is put back together by then and I can make that happen. But if you're interested in the progress of that, I might launch a website pretty soon for all things related to the book. I have no idea what the title of this thing is going to be, but I think it will be a fun little project. So be on the lookout for that. And be on the lookout for 11 questions on Back to the Future, which are going to start right now. We're going to jump into these questions about the movie that people love about time travel. And we're going to do that right now. Here we go. All right, guys, here is question number one for Back to the Future. Question number one, which song is playing as Marty enters the Cafe 80s in part two? Number one, which song is playing as Marty enters the Cafe 80s in part two? Question number one. Question number two for Back to the Future. At the very beginning of the trilogy, what time did Marty leave Doc's lab? Was it 7:20, 8:15, or 8:25? Number two, multiple choice question. When did Marty leave Doc's lab? 7:20, 8:15, or 8:25? Question number three, what song did Marty and his band play for the dance auditions? Number three, what song did Marty and his band play for the dance auditions? Number three. Question number four, at the beginning of the first movie, you see Lorraine drinking liquor. What kind of booze is she drinking? Number four, Lorraine drinks at the start of the first movie. What is she drinking? Question number five, from whom did Doc obtain the plutonium he needed to use the time machine? Number five, from whom did Doc obtain the plutonium he needed to use the time machine? Back to the Future, number five. Question number six, what does Doc call his dog in 1955? What is Doc's dog's name in 1955? Question number seven, how many kids do Jennifer and Marty have? Number seven, how many kids do Jennifer and Marty have? Question number eight, in Back to the Future 2, what brand is the hoverboard that Marty uses to evade Griff and his gang? Number eight, in Back to the Future 2, what brand is the hoverboard that Marty uses to evade Griff and his gang? Number eight. Question number nine, in part one, when Marty and his 1985 family sit down for dinner, what did George, his father, pour into a bowl? Number nine, in part one, when Marty and his 1985 family sit down for dinner, what did George, his father, pour into his bowl? And number 10, what is the name of the dance slash theme that George and Lorraine attend in 1955? What is the theme of that dance or the name of the dance? Number 10. And your 2-point bonus question for Back to the Future trivia for 2 points. What was the name of Marty's band? What was the name of Marty's band? Those are all your questions for BTTFT. That's Back to the Future trivia. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We're going back in time with the answers to Back to the Future trivia. Here they are. Number one, which song is playing as Marty enters the Cafe 80s in part two? That's Beat It by Michael Jackson. Beat It by Michael Jackson. Number two, at the very beginning of the trilogy, what time did Marty leave Doc's lab? Was it 7:20? No. Was it 8:15? No. It was 8:25. 8:25 on the clock when Marty leaves Doc's. Number two. Number three, what song did Marty and his band play for the dance auditions? That was Power of Love. Power of Love. And you got Huey Lewis there as one of the judges who says it's too loud or too something. I think he says it's too loud. Number three, Power of Love. Number four, at the beginning of the first movie, you see Lorraine drinking liquor. What kind is she drinking? She's drinking vodka. Number four, not unlike my wife who likes a nice vodka 7-Up every once in a while. Number five, from whom did Doc obtain the plutonium he needed to use the time machine? The Libyans. Number five, the Libyans. They have that showdown in the mall parking lot. Number six, what does Doc call his dog in 1955? Copernicus. Copernicus. Number six. Number seven, how many kids do Jennifer and Marty have? Two children. Number eight, and Back to the Future 2, what is the brand of hoverboard Marty uses to evade Griff and his gang? It's a Mattel hoverboard. They probably paid big bucks for that. Mattel. Number nine, in part one, when Marty and his 1985 family sit down for dinner, George McFly pours peanut brittle, those big clusters of peanut brittle, into a bowl. Number 10, what is the name of the dance theme for George and Lorraine that they attend in 1955? Enchantment Under the Sea. Enchantment Under the Sea. And number 11 for 2 points, what is the name of Marty's band? They are called the Pinheads. The Pinheads. Great if you like bowling. And there you have it, guys. A quick quiz on Back to the Future. I hope you had fun playing along with that episode. We've got one more question for you in the form of the question of the day. And the question of the day is, who did the voice of Darth Vader? If you know the answer, tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Tomorrowland for Autopia's location in Disneyland's park. And your trivia team name of today is Let's Get Ready to Stumble. Thanks so much for watching on YouTube. Thanks for listening on your favorite podcast app. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.